With the race to find a developer for Midland Bay Landing seemingly hitting a higher gear, Bill Gordon wants to hit the pause button. The Midland councillor has tabled a motion for the April 13th council meeting that reads, "Be it resolved that council defer any further binding decisions relating to the implementation of Midland Bay Landing development to the 2022-2026 municipal council. There is a new council on its way and they should be the ones to make the binding decisions about the progress of this development, or perhaps to reconsider and change direction," Gordon said. "Rushing this through in the twilight hours of our term is morally wrong, given the public concerns for the current plan and the end of our term in clear sight." Gordon's move follows Midland Bay Landing Development Corporation's recent announcement that a shortlist of three pre-qualified development companies have been approved to continue to the formal request for proposals, RFP, stage that's expected to close this May. After that, RFPs will be submitted to the Development Corporation's Toronto-based, real estate advisor N. Barry Lyons Consultants, who will evaluate the proposals against the criteria defined in the RFP and recommend a developer to the corporation for approval. From there, the corporation's board expects to recommend a preferred developer to council for approval by late June. Board Chair Bill Kernahan said construction would begin on the project after planning approvals are granted and marketing of units is completed. But Gordon said the development board is clearly aiming to have a developer selected and put before the current council ahead of October's election. The impetus behind Gordon's motion is what he sees as an increase in the number of residents expressing serious concerns about the current direction council and town administration are taking with the long-stalled development that only recently found its legs. The planned 40-acre waterfront redevelopment project sets aside 25% for public use, including a boardwalk and multi-use trail along the water's edge as well as a park and plaza. Gordon said the property's future will no doubt become an election issue, which means it shouldn't come as a surprise to current councillors that the decision is worthy of affirmation during the upcoming election process. Gordon plans to push for the deferral at the meeting and will ask for a recorded vote on the matter, so that everyone will know where each of the incumbent politicians stand on this issue as we see some of us seeking re-election this October. If upon reflection, the new council decides that the current plan is the one to keep, then they will have a clear mandate to do so,